Today's show is brought to you by ExpressVPN. Protect your online activity today and find out how you can get 3 months free at tryexpressvpn.com/blow. That's TryExpressVPN.com/blow for 3 months free with a 1 year package. Oh, hey, buddies. It's Blowjam Presents Pod Smash, the world's best podcast that reviews podcasts. I am your esteemed host, Daily Blowjam.
That's you.
Yes, that is me. And the person who's telling me who I am is my co-host, Ryan Blowjam.
That's me.
That is you. And me and Ryan know what the fuck we're talking about when it comes to podcasts. Been doing it for mad years. We listen constantly all the live long day. And we've been to lots of live shows. We're always expanding our horizons, and we really want to impart our knowledge and hope that you take it and run with it. So Ryan's going to kick it off. What should they take and run with from last week?
Well, my number one of my top three picks is Radiolab. It's a science/radio podcast with hosts Jed Abumrad and Robert Krolwich. This week's episode is called Body Count. It's a very Robert Krolwich episode where they attempt to answer the question, are there more people alive right now than have ever lived on the planet in history? They end up going down a huge rabbit hole and trying to answer this question. It's a very fun episode, but actually, Robert Krolwich is actually retiring after this month, so he won't be on Radiolab anymore. So
that's very sad.
It's sad.
Yeah. He's been the co-host, him and Jed Abumrad, the entire time.
For like 100 years or something.
Yeah. One of like the oldest podcasts. Well, radio show prior to.
Yeah, it was a radio show.
Yeah,
for...
still is. I like that one. It was good. I didn't know much about North America, so they go into that balls deep. It was good stuff. Mm-hmm. Nice choice.
The Bering Strait or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, it was like a fertile land, and North America was still in the Ice Age for some reason. I don't know. It was nuts. So mine is like exactly the same as yours. It's Pod Save America, a political podcast. It's all about, no, I'm just kidding. It's got nothing to do with that. It was my nay last week. Oh, by the way, the hosts are John Lovett, Jon Favreau, Tommy Vietor, and Dan Pfeiffer. And it was my nay last week because, I don't know, this whole Bernie stuff and Elizabeth Warren and everybody's coming at Bernie and they didn't really care. Well, this one, it was titled Hillary Endorses Bernie. And just by me looking at it, I'm like, this is fucking bullshit. But it turned out that they came after her. And they were just like, that was tactless, that was bullshit. Why would you say that nobody likes Bernie and that you wouldn't endorse him if he wins the primary and the nomination when he did it for you? And everybody likes him. He's the most liked senator in the country. And John Lovett even was Hillary's speechwriter. And he was just like, that was a really dumb move. That's really fucked up.
Yeah, it's a low blow.
It was. So I do enjoy that the boys, you know, they did what they needed to do and told me what I wanted to hear. So I don't recommend listening to it. It's old news, but I do appreciate it.
Okay, so my number two is Comedy Bang Bang. It's an improv comedy podcast hosted by Scott Aukerman. This week's episode is called Hamburger Spider. Scott is joined again by Christian Brune. He's from Orphan Black and was it Constable Johnstable?
Constable Johnstable.
I forget what the name of his show was. But he came to talk about his new TV show called Carter. Then Russell Karate stops by. He was played by Ben Rogers to talk about the bad news of his restaurant. It's called Hamburger Spider. It's closing down because, I don't know, it wasn't very popular because he had... a spider the size of a dog as, like, the mascot chained up out front of the restaurant.
And it's called Hamburger Spider.
It's called Hamburger Spider, which doesn't sound too appealing, but whatever. But then attorney Mary Ford dropped by to serve papers, to serve, you know, subpoenas or whatever. Plus a surprise visit from Scott's grandma, Nan Aukerman. They're both played by Lisa Gilroy. So that was a good episode. Pretty funny. Check it out.
All right. Yeah, that was really good. I got a funny one in my second slot as well. It's this past weekend with Theo Von, and it got off to a great start. This dude's mind is amazing, the places where he takes this. So it's his Europe thing. It's called Europe episode. I don't even know what number. I thought I wrote it down, but it doesn't matter because he's talking about his tour in Europe. And I love how he made fun of British people so hard. And I just have to say, like, I talk shit about British people, but British people are really cool. It's the Tories that we don't like. So anyway, I'm going to play you a clip. you just got to listen to it. It's amazing.
England has some of, and I say this with love, I really do, because I thought a lot about it. England obtained somehow some of the worst looking women I've ever seen in my life.
And that's a fact.
Dude, I love, and man, it hurts me to say it. But some of the women, you're like, dude, no wonder if those were the women I had to be around visually, I would go around and enslave the rest of the world. They need a couple of bad bitches shipped in over there. It just, dang. Some of the women, you're like, oh, dang, you a woman? Oh, man. I think that's the real reason. If we could dig up a couple of these pilgrims and do a seance on them, you know, put that Ouija on them, bro, throw a couple of magic rocks on their back or whatever, what? Smoke a bowl out of their skull and get their ideas, we would know for a fact that the real reason that the pilgrims left England, whenever it was, 1300, whatever, 1000, whatever, was because they heard there was some tan bitches over there in North America. Some of those land bitches, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
Some of those outdoor bitches. You know what I'm talking about? Indians, dude. Native Americans. Because the women, they just... I would start a war with somebody too. If those were the women I had, I'd start a war. I'd go warring for women. I'd roll a cannon down to the frickin' straight over to the females in a different country. And I'd fight anybody that wanted me to not have those women. Because these ladies, some of them, they're just, I can't even, they just.
All right, that's enough.
All right,
yeah, he goes on to, and I was like kind of waiting for this part, which is he goes on to say like that he himself is one of the top 7,000 hottest women there because they're so ugly. And like, that's kind of like, that's my assessment as well. And I was trying to tell Ryan Lee and Benny Jackson, like, yeah, aren't English women, like, kind of ugly? And they're like, no, they have, like, the sexiest accents. And I'm like, that doesn't change the fact of their faces. So it's like, yeah, you know, that's why they went around the world colonizing and everything so they can get hotter women.
No, there's some pretty hot British girls.
Yeah, it's just...
It's like models and stuff.
It's, yeah, it's just not a good ratio, we'll put it that way.
Yeah.
So, Theo Von, sorry, like, he was kind of struggling for the words there, but I was just dying laughing. So, thank you, Theo. You're hit or miss sometimes, but I love you. That was a good one.
Okay, my number three is Live to Tape with Johnny Pemberton, a podcast where Johnny talks to people and does weird stuff. This week, his guest was Shane Moss, and also Blair Saki returned to co-host once again. Shane's a crazy, like, psychonaut guy. He did way too many psychedelics and ended up in the hospital, like, the psych ward.
I love him.
He had a whole, like, big documentary about it. It's pretty cool. But it's pretty funny when they get together. I like it. Two thumbs up. Okay.
All right. Nice and short and sweet. I like it. I'll have mine be short and sweet as well. It's Catch and Kill, hosted by Ronan Farrow. And I picked it pretty much because I love Ronan Farrow, but also it's all about the Harvey Weinstein thing, go figure. And it's about how he dangled promising, like, career advancements for women. Like, it was all about career stuff, go figure. And, yeah, so he interviewed Rosanna Arquette. And I'm like, which one is she? Oh, no wonder, because he fucking ruined her career, and that's why I don't even remember her.
I remember her.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, you're a little bit older than me. She was in, what, like, Desperately Seeking Susan and
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, she's like the blonde chick.
Yeah, yeah. And he ruined her career because she was like, I'm not that type of girl, when he made advances on her. And there you go. And he fucked over Daryl Hannah's career. There was this one woman, she was really smart and funny. She was trying to be a lawyer in the entertainment industry. And, like, he knew that she wasn't having it. And he was like, let me just shake your hand because I don't want to get sued. It was just, like, a whole myriad of different people whose careers just, like, had to take different paths. So it was a good one. Hmm. Catch and Kill, just unto itself, is an excellent podcast. If you haven't heard it yet, it's very binge-worthy.
Should read the book, too. It's pretty good.
I've been wanting to. Actually, you told me that the audiobook is good.
Yeah.
He does he does accents very well, so I got to check that out. You know what else we got to check out? Take a guess, Buggy.
Ads?
That's right. Look, I don't know about you guys, but I'm really fucking tired of searching for something like, oh, let's say a sectional sofa, and then everything I see on my phone is for sectional sofas. It's a thing called a honeypot, where advertisers just check out your browsing history and gives you things that they think you might want. It's like, come on, can't I get a little bit of privacy? And that's why I got ExpressVPN. It's easy-to-use apps that run seamlessly in the background of your computer, phone, and tablet. Turning on ExpressVPN protection only takes one click. Take it from me, I was like, whoa, that was like too easy. ExpressVPN secures and anonymizes your internet browsing by encrypting your data and hiding your public IP address. So no more honeypotting for me. I love it. And it lets you surf the web safely without being snooped on by your ISP or government or hackers or having your personal data like credit card information, your passwords, or other sensitive data stolen. And also, I never even knew this, but entertainment-wise, ExpressVPN is pretty cool. It allows you to stream content from anywhere in the world. You can change your Netflix libraries, watch sports games that are not available to you in your country, and you can access GEO-restricted videos on YouTube or Hulu. So definitely, I'm sorry, but this is one that I stand behind. Now, to protect your online activity today and find out how you can get 3 months free at tryexpressvpn.com/blow. That's tryexpressvpn.com/blow for 3 months free with a 1-year package. And we're back. And we always talk about what's going on new with our lives and our blowjam endeavors. And we got a lot of stuff to tell you guys about. So, Buggy, I know you wrote down some stuff. I wrote down some stuff. Let's see what overlaps.
Okay, yeah. So on Friday, we went and saw Grown Ups, Tom Jolu, and Yard Party at the Bundy Museum. It was pretty cool.
That's a really cool venue.
Yeah. And then Saturday, we had the Blow Jamboree.
That was so much fun.
We had some weird, cool jams with Tim and Ryan Lee.
Yeah, Tim, the drummer from Yard Party and the Yada Yadas.
Yep.
He is, like, one of the funniest dudes I ever met. I liked him.
A lot of fun.
Yeah. Ryan Lee brought me a birthday card. That was very nice.
You did.
It was like a beagle or a Jack Russell Terrier pooping out rainbows.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that was really sweet. I got some big news, which is we got an upcoming show and we have our lineup all ready to go.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, Ryan Lee. Ryan Lee is like crazy alien music. He's one of the best fucking guitarists in town. Maybe the best. He's like technically crazy. And Crooked Knuckles, our friend Scott Graham's band, like his baby. He's the lead singer of the Bro Bros, but this is his original stuff. And they're high energy, good sing-along music. So I'm very excited. The three of us coming together.
Should be fun. It's at the Hookah Bar. It's a smaller venue, but we'll see how it goes. Maybe we can get in at Tranquil or something?
Yeah, you bought that building. Yeah. He's considering making it a live music venue. So hopefully all goes well. And then we can like get some big-ass shows over there.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Yeah, so that would be September. February. Wow, I'm like crazy right now. February 15th. Doors open at 8. Show starts at 9. On gorgeous Washington Street in Binghamton. So please come. Smoke a hookah if you don't want to. They've got excellent beer. And that's my pitch. What else you got? I wrote down like 8 things.
I'm good.
Yeah. Oh, that was it? All right. So I signed up for Stitcher Premium. I'm going to cancel it once my 30-day free trial is over. It's so jarring. They're like, all right, keep listening until after the break. And then they're like, okay, go back into it. It's like, I don't really give a fuck. I can skip through ads. It's just not that big of a deal. I joined up to listen to Tanis, which I'm kind of embarrassed to say. Tanis is not necessarily the best podcast.
Tanis sucks.
I don't know. Like, I liked the first season. It's just, it's a scripted show. It's totally fake and all that. I totally gave up on it. So
I listen to some scripted shows, but, you know, Tanis just sucks.
It is really weird. Like, the way that they do it is the dialogue is so shitty. Somebody will say something, and then the host will be like, why is that? And it's like a normal conversation. They would explain it without having to be asked every 2 seconds. It's so inorganic.
Have you ever listened to Voyage to the Stars?
No, but you've talked about it on the show a lot.
Yeah, that's a scripted one. Well, it's partially scripted.
And improvised.
Improvised a little bit. Kind of like Curb Your Enthusiasm or something.
I loved Earthbreak with Jenny Slate. That was scripted. That was really good. Yeah, some of them got it. Some of them don't.
Yeah.
Speaking of got it, Joe Rogan endorsed Bernie Sanders, and it started like a fucking hellfire on Twitter and everything.
Yeah, that was weird.
That is weird.
I didn't think he was gonna endorse Bernie.
Yeah, I didn't expect that either. And I've been hating on Rogan for having on like these right-wing like nutcases.
At least he did the right thing.
Yeah, he did do the right thing. And people are like, oh, this is terrible for Bernie. And it's like, Joe Rogan is followed by millions, like millions and millions of people. And he's touching a wider audience base. So thank you, Rogan. That's a good thing.
Yeah, like 9 million people download his podcast.
Yeah, he has the most popular podcast.
Yeah, it's quite a demographic. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a great thing.
It's good for any politician.
Yeah, we love Bernie up in here because we care about the workers. In actual, we care about people. So I hate people who hate people. And one more thing is that Blowjam is making new segment music for Podsmash, and we're going to make an episode out of it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Should be funny.
Yeah, that's going to be good. And then I just got one more thing, which is basically this is Blowjam Podsmash anniversary time. We've been doing Blowjam for 4 years now. Did you know that?
Oh, great.
Yeah, and we've been doing Podsmash for like a year. This is our 50th episode.
Can we stop now?
Yeah, it's over. I think we maxed out.
Okay, good.
All right, so this is our last Podsmash, our last Blowjam, so forget about the new segment music episode, because we're done. We accomplished all of our goals.
That's okay. Well, I want to do new segment music, because I'm sick of you singing Ryan's new podcast, but...
Is that our next segment?
Yeah.
Ryan's new podcast, Ryan's new podcast, Ryan's new podcast.
All right, so number one is, it's called Storybound. It's a podcast where authors and writers read some of their most impactful stories. It's hosted by Jude Brewer. I listened to the first episode called Mitch Album Reads an excerpt from Chica, Finding Chica. It's about a little girl named Chica who died. She keeps visiting the author as he's writing about her. She was adopted by the author and his wife. She's from Haiti. She ends up getting sick, and they find out she's got, like, a tumor. It's a really sad story. And it scores a 25.0 on the Iowa Democratic Presidential Caucus poll.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's, like, more than all the undecided voters.
It's pretty good.
You were telling me about it. It sounds, like, really heart-wrenching and good.
Basically, I just looked up the Bernie polls, so...
Oh, that's why.
He's all Bernie scores.
Yeah, he's like 29 or 30% in New Hampshire. So yeah, you told me about that, and
oh,
I listened.
Oh no, I get that. 22.3 in New Hampshire.
What polls are you looking at?
I don't know. Maybe it went up since. Oh well.
Since you checked it out like 5 hours ago.
Yeah, maybe it went down. I don't know.
Who knows? In Bernie's own words, polls are polls.
Okay. You got a new podcast or something?
I actually have a fucking trailer that I'm excited about. It's called Satanic Panic, which is something that really fascinates me because it was in the 80s.
I remember it.
I don't remember the 80s. So anything about Satanic Panic is just, like, really interesting to me. So I'm looking forward to it.
Well, we used to listen to Slayer and Deicide Legion and freak everyone's parents out. They thought we were Satanists. But it was stupid. It was just fun.
Watch the movie Lords of Chaos, because Norwegian black metal is pretty good.
They took it seriously. We were joking over here.
Oh, that's true. Yes, and that's the deal, because older people took it seriously.
Yeah.
And this was just like, it's good music. Who cares?
It was just the kids trying to freak out the parents, but...
It went, yeah. They got really freaked out.
Yeah. They kind of... My parents didn't fall for it, but...
So I don't even know when it's dropping. I fucking can't really report on that for you, but it's coming up, so keep an eye out.
Devil.
What else you got for your Ryan's new podcast?
So my number two is Space Pod. It's a podcast where host Dr. Carrie Nugent chats about an amazing part of the universe with an expert guest. I listened to episode 167, Far Out with Dr. Shepard. Dr. Scott tells us about the two most distant objects ever observed in the known solar system. He named them Far Out and Far Far Out. He describes the clever techniques he and his collaborators use to spot these objects. Like, they got these new techniques and, like, new telescopes, shit like that.
Okay.
And I give it a 22.3 on the New Hampshire Democratic Presidential Caucus poll, which is... probably wrong, because you said it was 30.
Something like that, 27
whatever.
At least. Yeah, it keeps going up. So the score for this podcast keeps going up.
Also, their theme song is Deltron 3030, so that's pretty cool. I like Deltron. Anyway, did you get another new one? Or
no, just that one trailer that I'm excited about. How about you?
Okay, so my third one is Rocketship.fm. It's a podcast about... entrepreneurs, product managers, and anyone working in tech today. It's hosted by Matt Goldman, Michael Saka, and Joelle Goldman. The episode I listened to is called The Implications of the Surveillance Economy. With companies such as Google and Facebook, we're trading our data in exchange for the benefits of their product. Is the solution to stop giving these big companies our information, or is it about recognizing how companies are using our data and making a conscious decision of what we give away? So it's kind of a complicated problem. I don't know. It scores a 27.0 on the Utah Democratic Presidential Caucus poll.
I love your themes from week to week. This is a good one.
Well, it's basically what Bernie was polling, but...
Well, I like what you're saying about that. It reminds me of our sponsor, ExpressVPN.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
ExpressVPN. Protect you from...
From that
Google and Facebook
sort of thing, yeah.
Probably not, though.
No, I mean, yeah, it does. Like, I read it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What do you mean, probably not? They're a sponsor. They're hardcore.
Oh,
because of the episode, there's more insider information. So I got to check that out.
Yeah, maybe you should listen to it.
Yeah, good shit. But ExpressVPN is extremely helpful. I stand by it.
Do you have a nay?
I'm keeping it positive all the way. Do you have any nays?
Yes, I do. It's called Freak Flag Flying.
I hate that already.
Freak Freak Flag Flying.
It's a Freak podcast, Flag Flying. Yeah. Sorry.
It's a podcast where host Steve Silberman interviews David Crosby. It's really my bad because I didn't really read the description before I started listening, and I'm not a big David Crosby fan, so maybe if you're really into David Crosby, you'd probably like it, but I thought it was, like, boring.
That reminds me. We got to listen to Robert Plant's podcast. Have you listened to that?
No.
See, like, there are a lot of rockers who are coming out with their podcast, but I love Robert Plant, so.
Yeah, I'm not sure. He's a silly dude. David Crosby. You got a shout-out?
I have, like, two special shout-outs. First things first, Office Ladies, which was Orion's new podcast and has also been in your top three. It's about two actresses from The Office, very beloved. We got Angela Kinsey, and Jenna Fischer, who plays Pam. And Angela plays Angela.
Oh, Angela was actually on Voyage to the Stars on the last episode.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
She was doing a voice. I thought it was funny.
Crossover.
And also Oscar was on it another time.
Oh.
I don't know why they got The Office people on there.
Because The Office people rule.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So their episode was called The Fight, and it was really funny. Just their behind-the-scenes tidbits is priceless. Like, you remember the episode, but all the stuff that they go into, it's like, some of them are just, like, crazy connections. And, yeah, it was just a really good episode. I listened to it when I was driving to go get e-liquid for my e-cigarette, and I enjoyed it. How okay. about that context? Okay. I should always give the context in which I'm listening.
All right. So I got a shout out. So The Worst Idea of All Time, a podcast where hosts Tim Bat and Guy Montgomery watch the same movie once a week for a year. I'm excited because the boys are back with another bad idea. They're doing a podcast miniseries called My Week with Cats, where Guy and Tim go watch Cats at the theater every day for a week. So interested to check that out.
Man, those guys pick the worst movies of all time.
I know, it's like torture. You got another shout out?
I actually do, but I forgot the name of the podcast already, and we've talked about it on the show as well. So I feel like an asshole. Oh, it's Last Day, hosted by Stephanie Whittleswax, Harris Whittle's sister, but also an author. She, you know, Harris had died from heroin, the opioid epidemic, and that's what Last Day is all about. And there are podcasters. It's called, like, Dopey, and they interviewed her on the show. And one of them was, like, really distant and crazy. Well, he actually died from an overdose shortly thereafter. So it's just, like, really sad. And also...
Oh, yeah, I heard that. Yeah, Dopey, right? Yeah.
Strangely therapeutic as well, you know? So that was just a really interesting, kind of heart-wrenching, but hopeful episode. So thank you, Stephanie. Last Day.
Yeah, that was a good one. I did hear that one. I have another shout-out. It's Underculture. A podcast for host James Adomian and his friends. They do impressions of, like, politicians and all the pop culture icons of our time or whatever. This week's episode was really funny. It was called Bill Clinton and Roger Rabbit Return to Epstein Island. It sounds stupid, but it's really funny. It was the guest, Rama Valerie. So check that out.
James Adomian's so funny.
He did a funny, like, Adam Driver impression in the beginning, too. What is happening? Why is it like this? He did, like, I don't know. I didn't do it good, but...
No, I can hear it. Yeah. I can tell. So, I'm hearing the end of the show, guys. Thank you so much for listening, as always. And if you could please give us 5-star ratings, if you don't mind. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And tell a friend about us. And, you know, just go ahead and Google us. We're on the Instagrams, we're on the Twitters, we're on the Facebooks. Yo, check out our band as well. Our band is fucking dope. Our band's music slaps. That's what the kids are saying these days. And we're really cool and current. Wait, right. What are you talking about, Google? Whatever.
Yeah,
it's a good time to end this when my phone's talking to me out of turn. Thanks a lot. Okay, guys, we'll see you next week. Love you.